Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Obviously, a big announcement coming up here with the release of a new official beer for the Buffalo Turkey Trot. Just how cool is that, that Big Ditch was able to contribute to create this beer?
It's very, very cool. I've personally run the Turkey Trot for, I think, 10 years or 15 years or so. One of the greatest traditions I think that we have here in Western New York. It's the oldest continually running foot race in the country. We sort of thought it sort of like deserves its own beer. The post-race party at the convention centers are part of that tradition. So we're happy to be part of that tradition.
I was just about to say, after the race is over, usually a lot of people gather and they like to enjoy their beverages and drinks. And now you get the chance to be able to sponsor and have your own beer as the official beer of the Turkey Trot now.
Yes. That's, I think, sort of where my head was at. You know, years ago, when I first helped to open Big Ditch Brewing Company, and I think I'd run the Turkey Trot maybe just a little while after that, and went over to the party. Said, you know, there really needs to be a beer here. And it took, you know, this many years, about 7 years, to sort of make the right connections and, bring this sort of vision to reality. So very happy to be able to do that and work with the YMCA.
Where did this idea come from to officially make an official beer of the Buffalo Turkey Trot?
It's kind of an interesting story. So I was lucky enough to be chosen to run the 125th Turkey Trot, which happened during 2020. And it was, they wanted to keep the race going. Even though they couldn't do as large a race as normally, there's usually, 12 to 15,000 people there. They only allowed 125 people there. I was lucky enough to be chosen to do that. I helped raise some money for the YMCA through that program. And then I got to know a few of the folks over there and helped a little bit on a volunteer team for the Turkey Trot last year. And in meeting the organizers, had thrown this idea out there and they actually were excited for it. So, just took it from there and here we are.
For the beer aficionados out there that may be interested in giving this beer a try, how would you best describe Turkey Trotter Blonde Ale?
Yeah. We named the beer Turkey Trotter, sort of a no-brainer there for the name. We described it as like a perfect finish line beer. Beer, I always think, is a perfect post-race beverage. It's got, protein and carbohydrates. Your metabolism's running really high, so, you can have a few and feel great. I know I do anyway. So, we call it a refreshing blonde ale. It's got a crackery malt flavor and light hoppy fruit flavor. Very easy to drink. That's sort of the whole point around this is, nothing too difficult to drink, not super strong. It's only 4.7%. A great beer to refresh you at the end of the race. Before your Thanksgiving dinner, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. And where can people go and purchase the beer and bring it home for themselves?
Yep. So we actually just finished packaging it. So it's going to be available in our tap room really, really beginning today. And then, which is in downtown Buffalo on Ellicott Street and Huron Street. And then it's going to go out for distribution next week. So you're going to be able to find it. Should be able to find it any place you can find great beer throughout Western New York, retailers and supermarkets.
Very good. Matt, anything else you care to add to the conversation we might not have touched base on?
One last important thing is that we brew this for the Turkey Trot, but a portion of the sales proceeds from this beer are going to be donated back to the YMCA Buffalo Niagara to support their efforts to strengthen the Western New York community. We appreciate what they do for us, and we're happy to do a little bit of, give a little something back to them.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.